Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. I want to thank all of our listening audience. We're streaming live at www.livedeliverance.com. And we're Sam Broadcaster, which supports livedeliverance.com. Blog Talk Radio, air code 646-378-1857, hit option number one. On our Blog Talk Radio, when you go to livedeliverance.com, look where it says Blog Talk Radio and hit that, and you can go into the archives and you can get sermons from us. That's why we have Blog Talk Radio. Before we get started, I just want to share this here with all of you. Please pray for this radio station. We are under attack spiritually and financially. The enemy is trying to cut us off. It's a spirit. I've seen it before, and I prayed through it. And I pray that you continue to pray that we get seed. The devil don't want the word of God to go out. It takes money to run a ministry. And I know some of you have been abused by pastors talking a good game. But here you have the nine gifts in operation. We bring the word of God. You don't hear me tell people. You don't hear, never hear me say this unless we're under a serious attack by the enemy. Someone sow a seed to keep us on that, help us out. We need income, and we're going to work on that more this year than any other year. We never ask for offerings throughout any of our archives, but we're going to have to ask, because if you have not, you ask not, and this is not free. So be concerned. If you've been blessed and we give you good teachings, this ministry, sow a seed, amen, and help us out because we are in need. Amen. All right, we're going to be talking about trusting in the Lord. When we deal with trusting in the Lord, God is a God of love, and God wants us to love him, not because of what he can do for us, because you just really love him. So I'm going to show you some things on how to really trust the Lord. And when you hear this topic, trust the Lord, that can be anything in our everyday lives. Marriages can be falling apart. You have the Lord that God will work it out on you. If it's not his will, he'll move it out. God has a will, and we have to learn how to get in his will to trust him. And it takes faith. But before we go there, I would like to tell you what God and why God uses disguises. Because he wants us to love him, not because what God can do for us, not because what he can give you, not because what you need from him. God doesn't want that. God is looking for us to love him just for who he is. Many times we are always coming to the Lord and asking God for something all the time. Can we tell him that we just love him sometimes? We're going to talk about trusting in the Lord, but let's don't forget that we call on God because we need the universal God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the Son of Jesus of Nazareth, is to be in our lives, because we cannot be successful. But some people call on God for the wrong reasons, and they trust in God for the wrong things. When their will is out of the will of God, they can't get what they want, and they get mad at God. So we're going to explain this and open this up in a lot of ways. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and that we will rejoice and that we will be glad. Holy Spirit, come, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to speak through me. We take authority over Satan and every demonic spirit that will come against this ministry and those that's hearing this word, that it can go crystal clear to their spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, I'm talking about trusting in the Lord and using faith, but before I do that, I have to set it up. I got there, but I'm not there yet. Why God uses disguises? He really wants us, when we trust in him, to just love him for who he is. Would you love him if he didn't give you nothing? Would you love him like Job loved him? That's what God is looking for. You are always highly favored and blessed, but can you suffer for him? Can you trust him that you're able to suffer for his name's sake. See, that's not popular. That's not popular pet. I'm going through some serious trials in my inner circle. I got the devil working. And what I have to do is I have to make sure I stand on the word of God and not be rattled by this flesh and not be rattled by what I see, and you too, or whatever you're dealing with. I have to stand on faith every day and trust God that this radio station can run. Now, why God uses disguise? We are still going to be talking about trust in the Lord, but I need to get this in there so you can really see. When you trust him, you really know that you love him. You're not trusting him because you need him to get him. God doesn't want him to, he doesn't want to be used. He wanted, no man or no person want to be used, not even God. He does not want to awe away of his power. He does not want to entice us with his blessings. He does not want to satisfy mere intellectual curiosity with him. He wants us to desire him for himself apart from his power, blessings, or any other benefit. Can we say, all of us tonight, that we love God because we love him whether he give us or not? When we get that attitude in our heart, we can trust him, because we wouldn't have anything in our heart to pull us from God. Because when you trust in the Lord, what that thing is in your arms up, out the bones of the heart, speak, the mouth confesses, you say, I don't believe he's going to help me. You can't trust God speaking that coming out your mouth. The faith can't even develop with it. It's already a done deal. He wants to desire him for himself apart from his power, blessings, and any other benefits. God does not look at us the way we look at one another. Remember that. God looks down into the most inner parts of 1 Samuel 16:7. God does not look at our outer appearances, but at our hearts. God wants us to receive him for himself. And if you can put that in your spirit and humble yourself and do the Job deal. Job never complained, but he trusted in God. All the adversities, you know, trusting in the Lord, sometimes the Lord will put us in a test to see what we're going to react to. He's trying to really strengthen your faith. He knows all things. He's trying to show you who you are in him. God would evidently put us to the test, that is, to determine if we want something from him or just him for who he is. God wants to receive him as himself without the power, riches, blessing, fame that he can provide in accordance with his will. He does not want to be wanted for things. God doesn't want that. And I need to get this out. Some of us as Christians are running to God to trust him for this and for that and for this and for that. And you're far from God. You don't study the word. You don't have no faith in you. You're just going to try to believe and come up against these demons and these wicked foes with no word in you. That's why you can't trust God. You need the word and a good heart that you totally love him for who he is, not because what he can do. God will move. When he looks at our hearts, he is looking for a lonely and contrary heart. Psalms 34:18. Psalms 138:6. And Isaiah 57:15. To those who are humble, the Lord will come with a gracious promise. Those of a lonely and contrary spirit will he live with him throughout eternity. And if we can have that while we're trusting in God, we'll be okay. Lonely in spirit refers to those who are brokenhearted because life and calamities and afflictions, he loves us even through that. You may be tonight hurt and trying to trust God to help you with your marriage, and your husband saying he wants to get a divorce, and your wife may be saying she wants to get a divorce. Why is she saying that? Why is he saying that? And you need to trust the Lord, not hear what they say and hear what the Holy Spirit says to direct you out of that mess. What we need to trust the Lord. When the Spirit moves and tells us, don't do this. trust him, hear him, develop a spiritual relationship where you can hear him and trust him. God comes to live with such people in order to reveal their spirits and give new life and provide the comforts of his presence. When he comes to us, we don't want to miss him. We want to receive him when he comes and give his love to us. Now, God wants us to trust him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in all thy heart. Lean not into thy own understanding. But if you really see this thing here, the heart is what I'm going to look at now. I don't know how long this series is going to be in trusting in the Lord, but it ain't going to be no basic preaching talking about trusting the Lord. We're going to go through some scriptures here. Now, it is very impossible for you to trust in the Lord with a demon of worrying on you, a demon of anxiety, a demon of fear, a demon of nervousness, a demon of doubt, a demon of skepticism, a demon of unbelief. Very hard to trust him. Very hard to trust demons when you have fear, confusion, unbelief, criticism, blasphemy, embarrassment, condemnation, schizophrenia. Hard when all those things are working. So you have to dig through that, get into the word, let the word cleanse you so your spirit can be clear to hear him when he says, trust me. Now, it comes from the heart. To trust in the Lord comes from the heart, not your mind, not what you see. That's surface trusting. But it all comes from within the heart. Now, what's in our heart is going to determine what we're going to say when we trust the Lord. I'm not going to say anything, Nick. Sometimes when I'm in a serious crisis, even so as well, but I am, I pray in the Holy Spirit a lot until it leaves. Some of you under so much pressure, go to the Holy Ghost and pray. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray it until it just leaves. Bind, take authority. Say, I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to let this demon of doubt and skepticism come against me. I'm not going to let this spirit of worrying come and try to attack me. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. I'm going to cast my care, because in 1 Peter 5:7, he says, cast your cares upon him, because the devil will not stop, relentless, trying to get you from not trusting in God. The light bill will come. You don't know where that money is going to come. Hey, how are you going to get that? He's making suggestions for you to sin. He's making suggestions for you to sin to get that instead of trusting in God. Let's turn to our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart is the inner being of a person and includes one desire, feelings, and thoughts. Above all, it is desperately evil, corrupt. As a result, people turn to selfishness and evil rather than God's witness. Now, why I'm saying that? Because when you trust in the Lord, you can't depend on what your heart say. You got to depend on what the Spirit of God say, because your heart is moving on emotions, up and down emotions. I had them today dealing with something. I stayed praying to the left, because what the enemy is trying to do is to get your emotions to get caught up when you're trying to trust God. Lord, the bill going to do high in the world. I'm going to pay this, and I got to get this, and I want to keep my marriage. And the devil hear all that. Don't you do it, because you can't do it in the flesh. If you trusted in the Lord, you make sure that ain't nothing coming from your heart blocking the blessing. Don't do that. And please don't trust in yourself. Because when you do that, you put a curse on yourself. And that's not trusting in God. That in Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. Notice it says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man. That's a curse on you. Some of you trusted in men and have a curse on you because you trusted in people. You can't trust your husband. You can't trust your wife. You can't trust your mama, your dad. You better trust the Lord. Because people, including them, will let you down. They're human. And when we start putting our trust in people, ain't no hope nowhere. Because people will definitely let you down. So don't allow yourself to trust man. Trust God. Don't put no curse on yourself. Now, I want to show you something. Peter chapter 3, 9. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterize blessing, knowing that ye are therefore unto call that ye should inherit a blessing, that ye should inherit a blessing. We are supposed to inherit a blessing when we are born again and saved. So allow the faith and do not let doubt, don't let skepticism, don't let any evil thing in your heart stop you that call that you should inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3, 9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessings, knowing that ye are therefore unto ye call that ye should inherit a blessing. Remember that when you're trusting the Lord that you will inherit a blessing. Goes back to the heart again. The heart is the center of our being, determines our outward behavior, and it must be regenerated and changed. With that inward change, no one can do the will of God, because your heart's going to pull away. See, you've been trusting yourself. I need to get to the pawn shop here. Let me see how I'm going to hustle somebody else some money. You know, you've been in the flesh all life doing that, and so you've been accustomed to that, and them roots, them spirits down in there. Know that. And them spirits are going to fight when you try to resist to trust God, because they're trying to choke out the word in you. This is why you are clean when you read the word. If y'all stay in the word, you can do anything. You can overcome anything with the power of pressing in God. Now, remember, everything comes from the heart. This is why search your heart. Lord, I want my heart right so I can trust you. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence. What? Now, you're talking about trusting the Lord and you don't have diligence in your heart to put the word in your heart, to let it saturate in you and break up the fallow ground of the wickedness in your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's including trust God. Proverbs 4:23. The heart is the wellspring, and the desires and the decisions following God, knowing his ways involve a resolute decision to remain to him, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. If we find that our hunger and thirst for God and his kingdom are declining, we should reevaluate our priorities. Acknowledge our lukewarmness, we need to really check ourselves. And fail to keep our hearts as a result would depart us from the path of righteousness and put us into the snares of the enemy. Now, God tells us, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Now, watch this. Ooh, because we're talking about trusting in God in relating to the heart. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Now, watch that. And hope. The Lord is in. So you hoping, because in your heart you know he's going to be there. But see, we get fearful. We see circumstances. We're going through a situation in our lives where the enemy is bombarding us with thoughts. How to do this? When you going to do this? How you going to do this here? And we just need to be still and trust him. And wait on him. Wait on him. Now, why we can't trust God? Sometimes it's because of tribulations. Verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need ye be heaviness in manfold through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith is more precious than a gold. Some of us don't want to go through the trials, and we'll quit and we'll give up, and some will fall on stony grounds. Don't be like that. Stand and trust the Lord. Don't be the ones that's going to fall on those stony grounds and produce 5% with your faith. Stand in there and trust them. Don't look at the situation. Trust them. Don't look at what you see, because that's going to really mess you up. God have mercy. Don't do that. Now, the Lord is telling me to show you something because we're talking about trusting in God. God wants to help us. God wants to be there in the midst for us. God wants to meet all of our needs. God does not want anything tonight. God does not want us to be insufficient in our needs. God does not want us to be fear that we cannot trust him. God don't want that. The Lord will meet all of our needs. Why do we have to worry? See, when you trust God, you can't worry. See, when you're not trusting in the Lord, you're worrying. That's the opposite. It's the opposite of when you're not trusting in the Lord. You are worrying. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And it's hard to do that in your human condition dealing with a situation, especially in a relationship with marriage or relationships. We got a soul tie. You got some demons crossed up in there with some soul tie and some transfer of spirits. And you know this person ain't for you. You're still trying to hold on to them. And God is saying, trust me, trust me. And no, you're trying to work it out. You better trust God and let the Lord deal with that. Worrying will block your faith. Worrying will block your faith. Worrying will block your, not only block your faith, it'll stop you from trusting in the Lord. It will, and see, when you can't trust in the Lord, that's fear. You're fearing something. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You are looking at what you see, and that's not going to be the deal when you trust in the Lord. See, in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. Now, you renew your inner man day by day so you can come up against the files of the enemy that will stop you from trusting the Lord. Especially our human emotions really gets us in the way. Oh, these are my soul. It needs to be crucified. How we feel about somebody. Do they love us? And I'm not, man, you better trust God. Talking about whether somebody loves you or not. Some of you are depending on people's reaction or how they react to you in order for you to trust God. You love somebody more than God? I'm hearing that out there. Don't allow that. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. Our light affections, which is but for a moment. Trust him, it's just for a moment. It's just a moment. It's just for a moment. Watch this. It's just for a moment. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, according to his abundant mercies, hath begotten unto us a lively hope for the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, 1 Peter 1:3, 1 Peter 1:4, to an inheritance uncorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. It's just a season. It's just a season. It's just a season. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, trust them. It's not going to last that long. It's not going to stay that long. Put yourself down in faith. Repent. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Check yourself. Look to see what's wrong to get yourself in that situation so that you won't have to be doing this again. Check yourself out. Don't feel bad for the decisions that you made. If you've been used, get up. Don't look down and not trust God. Look at the Lord and trust him and get back up. Get back up and trust God. You cannot trust nobody but and God only. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So when we see something, we can trust God, that's going to change. But we have to have faith and not look at the circumstances. Don't let the devil come with you talking about at the bill going to be due tomorrow. How are you going to get this done? How you and them demons start putting pressure on you to go do something that you don't want to do. Don't do that. Watch this. God loves us. Let's go to Matthew. Chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? When we don't trust God, we lack the basic understanding, and we forget that God will, if the God, the Lord look at the little birds and feed them, we're much more precious than that is. He's going to look after us. Believe me, and say, the accuser of the brethren would love to make you not trust in him. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they weep, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add any cubic unto his stature? And why take ye thought for your for raiment? Consider the lilies of the fields, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the fields, which is today and is tomorrow's cast in the fire, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? You have little faith, you can't trust God. You got to work on your faith now. This is going to be a series. I don't know how far, how deep we're going to be going, because the Holy Spirit is going to get me to stop when I stop. And right now, there's a lot to cover, because, see, you need faith to trust God. What's going to challenge your faith by what you see, especially your emotions? The emotions, I really believe our inner emotions, how we feel about circumstances, eats us up and chew up everything. We suck up the suki, because that's our soul. You need faith to trust God. Now, if you don't have faith, you're not going to be able to trust God. You have to have faith to trust God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, 17. But you need faith, because you don't have it, you're in sin. So what do you need to do? Well, the Bible says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat it, because he eat it not of faith. But whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You're in sin. That's why if you're not trusting the Lord, if it's not in faith, that's sin. Now, you're separated from God. That's why you can't trust God. So don't let anything choke your faith out. Grow your faith. Don't let nobody stop you from growing your faith. Nobody stop you from reading the Word. Read the Word of God. Get into a God's Word so you can find out what God has for you, and build up yourself in God's word. God wants us to trust him. God has many scriptures in the Bible of trusting him, many stories of the Bible. Take some time and study these stories. Look at your life. Has he left you? Have God really left us? We praying for 6 months from now, we'll laugh at it. What we asking for that's so important to us. God says his ways are not ours, neither his thoughts are ours. Isaiah 55, 8. He will neither never leave us. So don't let the devil tell you to quit. Don't let any demon come into your thoughts and into your mind. Okay? Putting you in positions not to trust the Lord. Not worth it. See, the devil is a liar. And some of you have bought into his lie. Not tonight. If any of you have not trusted in the Lord, we're going to take for you to get back up and trust God and ask God to forgive you for not trusting him. Don't be looking at situations. Brothers and sisters, I got minus 53 cents in my account. Now, I'm not saying that to tell y'all I need no money. The church is hurting, but I got to trust God. I can't look at that. I can't depend on any of you. I have to live what I teach every day. Stay on air. Not only that, if we don't trust God with all our heart, what else do we have? He says, without me, you can do nothing. Now, without him, I can't do nothing. I know I need to trust the Lord. You know, it's amazing the times that I hear people's testimonies, including mine as human. We forget that God delivers us. You can't even remember what he did a year ago, can you? You're so much up to the date. Well, he delivered you from some things then. Why he's not going to deliver you now? What makes us get impatient that we can't trust God? What is in our heart that we can't trust God? Search the scriptures. Ask the Lord, Lord, show me. What is hindering me? Do I have enough faith to trust God? Because he will come through. The Lord has never left me, and he never will. I remember a time when I was on a flight, and I was supposed to teach in Jamaica. And the flight was about to get ready to leave. And there was a departure that was late that caused us to have a delay. And I knew that I needed to get there. So when the tie bagged out, the plane in the bus. I said, thank God. I glad the bus on the ground. Now, I don't know whether God did that or not, but I know this. I was trusting in the Lord. What about your situation if you got the bills constantly coming in and you don't have a job? Trust him. Now, see, what's in you is going to determine how far you're going to hang in there with God. Now, if you don't have enough word rooted in you, enough word where you can pull from, you got to have some word to pull from. I'm trying to relay this to you. You got to have some word. See, Jesus quoted the word of the devil. It is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. You got to have the word to pull from to keep you back. I got to trust the Lord because we're human. All of us have flesh. I had one of my members from Finland told me one thing. I shared with him the same sufferings that he going through. He said, I've seen something. Even if you're anointed, you're still human. I said, I'm glad you saw that. All of us on that God has called and has chosen will be okay. He'll never leave you. And see, Christmas time is coming around. Oh, Lord. Then this puts pressure on people. You have to get this. I ain't got to do nothing but die. I don't get into Christmas. I do not put Christmas trees in my house. You see, as a matter of fact, I got to say this. It's Christmas season. I'm talking about trusting the Lord, but I'm gonna shoot this one out of you. Y'all need to leave them Christmas trees alone and get them out your house. It's tradition. It's not God, man. It's not God. And Jeremiah, it's a pagan thing. And God doesn't want all that stuff in you. He doesn't want you getting all caught up in holidays and getting yourself in debt. And then now you want God to, now, Lord, I got to trust you. Here, you don't have the money to get it. And then you're going to go say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go spend this money and trust. That's foolish. Don't get caught up in this. Please. Listen, some people are not going to like this. I'm international. Some won't. Some of you are tradition. But the reason why I don't put a Christmas tree in my house is because of two. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heavens, for the heathens are dismayed at them. But the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree. they must need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also it is in them to do good. That's a custom. That ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Now we're going to be trusting God for to getting ourselves in debt? No. Use wisdom. Sometimes we are trusting in God. We got ourselves in these situations. God had nothing to do with it. The Lord ain't had nothing to do with it. And then we go do it anyway. Now we want to trust God to fix our problems. Have you ever got now? So don't put yourself in situations where you are doing things that make it difficult for yourself. Let the Lord go before you. Let's trust him one day at a time. You see all those bills? Cast it on the Lord. Lord, here it is. What's the worst they gonna do? Turn it. It ain't gonna be you'll get it back up. God is not gonna leave us. These monetary things are choking out spiritual desires. And it is so sad that we are in a society where everything is materialistic. Everything is in. I ask you tonight, will you trust God? Will you not look at the circumstances? Will you not analyze it? Trust him with all your heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. See, that gets us in trouble, man, when we start getting on our own understanding. Let's close with that. Own understanding is limited and subject to error. That's the problem. We must therefore be enlightened by God's word and spirit. To lean on our own understanding rather than to trust God according to his word and spirit manifests the human mind while it diminishes the spirit. Depending on human reasoning rather than trusting in God leads to pride, spiritual darkness away from God. Rather than being wise in our own eyes, we should demonstrate our trust in God by asking him continuously for wisdom and knowledge of his will in all areas of lives. We want his will in all areas of our lives. We're not going to look at what we see. That gets so much people. Oh, Lord, the bill says do here, it do there. Let me tell y'all something. Last night, it was very cold, and I had to go to get me a log because it's cold outside, and I run the fireplace is cheaper. And I'm praying. All of a sudden, the police, whoop, right out. I trust in the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm going to just rest. And the Lord already told me, you good. Man looked at me. Hey, you got your log. Walked away. Could have gave me a ticket. I trusted in the Lord. Small things. Build your faith up. Look at your life and look at the times God delivered you. He never left us. Never left us. When you thought it was bad, has he ever left you? He said he'll never leave you. He said he'll never forsake you. He'll always be with us. We have a wonderful God that loves us. God loves us. And he cares everything about you. Make your Christian life personal. Not with the pastor, with him on Sundays in fellowship and honor him, but with Christ. Faith. A lack of faith choke out you to believe in God. Hear the word. Faith come by hearing. Build yourself up. Stay in the word to get faith. Read the word. Commit yourself to the word of God so that you trust in the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. Search the scriptures and you'll know the truth. Now, I want you to ask God to put in your heart to study more. So as you study the word in you, and when a trial or tribulation comes, you'll be able to sustain yourself. Listen to this. Jesus says this in the book of Matthew 22:29. Powerful words here. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Don't error tonight. Know the scriptures. Put the scriptures in your spirit. So when it's time for you to believe God, ask God to cleanse out your heart. Create in you, Psalms 51:10, a new heart. Get anything out your heart that will block you from serving the Lord and trusting in God. Let me say this again. Get anything out your heart that will block you from serving and trusting the Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. All believers need God's spirit to create in them a pure heart that hates iniquities, and a renewed spirit that desires to do the will of God. Only God can make us new creatures and restore us to true righteousness by Christ Jesus. Trust in him. He's going to work it out. It may not look good. Don't look at how it looks. Don't walk on that. Use the fathers of faith and walk on faith. The just shall live by faith, Habakkuk 2:4. And don't look at them circumstances that you see that will put fear in you by looking. Don't do that. You may not have an answer. You may not be able to pray in tongues. If you do, get the power of the Holy Spirit. If you can't pray in tongues, say, I believe the blood of Jesus of Nazareth over anything that's blocking me from stopping my faith. Just talk to the Lord. Have faith. I bind anything that blocks my faith. Lord, reveal to me what is blocking my faith. Lord, show me what is in my heart that's hindering me from trusting you. Call on you. Lord, your word says, for whosoever shall call upon the name shall be delivered. Call on God. You cry out to God, and you'll get delivered, and God will show you. So let's look at ourselves and examine ourselves and say, what is it that's not trusting in God? Because he'll never leave you, nor he forsake you. He'll always meet our needs. And my God shall meet all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Trust in him. Don't get caught up in these holidays getting in no debt for no Thanksgiving, for no turkey. I don't get into Thanksgiving either because there were no black people sitting down there at Thanksgiving. My people weren't sitting there. That's a big old lie. I do not get in that. That's a lie. Black folks was on the Sandinistas on slave ships when they came over here. They was hungry, and the Indians fed them. And then it's Pocahontas. See, that's a lot of that. I'm thankful every day. I don't need the world to make me be thankful. I don't need one day of a Christmas day, a Christmas tree, to remember the birth of Christ. Because the birth of Christ is in us. When you get saved, the birth of Christ regenerates in your spirit. And Jesus is alive in us. So I don't get into holidays, everybody. So I don't get into them. It's just a normal day to me. And the reason why I don't get into them, I got free from it. I got delivered from it. It's a day. I just don't get into it. Now, those who do it, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do, I can't judge you for doing that. But for me, I find no entertainment with it. It's just cost. And then you got to teach your children about the lying of the Santa Claus. You don't lie to your children. That's not trusting God, telling your children that some man is going to come down the chimney and give you something, and he comes from North Pole. That's a lie. There's no such thing as no Santa Claus, no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's a wonder why you can't trust God. You got all that doubt and skepticism, that false doctrine in you. I don't get into those things. God bless you. Have a wonderful holiday, though. Have a Merry Christmas. We can celebrate the birth of Christ. Yes, he's the Son of God. That's his birthday. I don't get into the marketing side of it. Amen. I don't get caught up in getting in debt. Because the Bible says that, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. God bless you. We do need your support. We need your financial support. Please keep us on the air. We are in need. We are in need. We are calling out for the body of Christ to sow a seed. Please help us out. We are in need. We need financial help and prayers. This is very difficult in the month of December for radio stations because we're going to be coming up for, and we need you to contribute. Please sow a seed tonight. We want to thank our new subscribers. God bless you subscribing with us. We are welcoming you to come in. Come join Live Deliverance Internet Radio between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and Fridays. We are here from 9 o'clock until 646-378-1857. Option number one, you can hit to come in our blog talk radio and come in our blog talk room. We are live streaming live at www.livedeliveranceinternetradio.com. You can sow a seed to Live Deliverance Internet Radio, or you can make check payable to livedeliverance.com, 139 Christopher Place, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. If you need to call for Make and Have Deliverance, 444-619-522. We do have cyber members. Email us at overtonavy1@.com. God bless. Sow a seed. We need your seed. We need your prayers, too. I need your prayers. I just did some different challenges in my life, and I know God will press through like he always do and always will. Shalom to you, and have a good night. Okay, Pastor Durden, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hang on, wait a minute.
Yes, I can hear you.
Reverend Dalton wants you to do a summary. Hang on, wait a minute. He wants to hit the button. Wait a minute. Okay, Reverend D.W. Dalton says that Reverend Fillmore wants you to give a summary. He wants to check your notes out to mine to see did you write this sermon. Reverend Fillmore says, please start to break it down. He wants to see did you write this sermon.
No, I didn't write the sermon. My God. I keep saying over and over and over. Just like God trained Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and told them the gospel, and then finally by the leading of the Holy Spirit, they wrote the gospel so we can have what Jesus taught the disciples. Jesus taught Brother Emmett personally. I remember he came out of the room and Jesus said, I will teach you personally. That's where he's getting from. I'm not teaching anything that I'm not telling him what to say. If I do that, I'm stealing God's glory. I wouldn't do that. Now, a summary of what he said. He says the basis was to trust in the Lord. He says, number one, he says, trusting in the Lord with all our hearts is the opposite of doubting God and his word. We must trust his word, you know. He tells us, trust me. He made promises. So we should remember that trusting in the Lord with all our heart is the opposite of doubting. We shouldn't doubt God or his word. Another thing he said, such trust is fundamental to our relationship with God. And it's based on the premise that he is trustworthy. It's fundamental. We should know that from a child, from our childhood, that the person that we should put total trust in is God, his son, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And you know, as God's children, we must recognize that we can be assured that what? Our Heavenly Father loves us and will faithfully care for us, and he is rightly, and he gives us grace, and he keeps his promises. He talked a lot about grace, too, which I want to jump in just for a second. He said, in the most difficult times of our lives, can what? We can go our own way without the Lord, and trust, but we should trust him to lead us, to lead us where he was, because he has a purpose and a plan for all our lives. He also said, with respect to trusting God, he says, he says, our own understanding is limited sometimes and is subject to error, and we must therefore what? Be enlightened by God's word and spirit, because sometimes we get into haphazard problems, situations where we just don't know what to do, and we try to figure the thing out ourselves. And then we're not making things worse. And we just got to remember that God is there for us. He loves us. And go to him and ask him. Don't just all the time, I'm growing. I got these degrees. I can figure this out myself. Hey, God give us revelation knowledge. He's the one who wrote the Bible. And he wants to make sure that we understand the scripture according to the revelation that he wants to give us. He also said, I love this part. He said, to lean on our own understanding, he said, rather than to trust God according to his word and spirit, magnifies the human mind while it diminishes the human spirit. Because I know that's a few fellows tell me, well, you know, I have this doctorate degree. I don't need to hear God. I don't need to, I can think for myself. And I remember you all talking about sometimes you need revelation knowledge. Well, I can do the scripture by my mind all the time. But, you know, no. We need the word of God is revelation. And we need to lean on God. And sometimes we come across a passage, understand, we don't understand. Well, he wants to come to him and ask him the meaning, the revelation of that particular passage, because he the one wrote it. The Holy Spirit gave it to us. Okay. And another thing he said, dependence totally on human reasoning rather than trusting God leads to pride and spiritual leanness. I get that a lot of times. Well, I don't need to hear God, and I don't need to do this. I've got a doctor degree, and I can figure this thing out all myself and everything. You've got to remember, sometimes the mind is the battlefield of Satan. And so what I'm saying is sometimes when thoughts come into your mind, it's not necessarily yours. That's where the devil works out of our mind. When you see a fine chick, you say, wow, man, she looked good. You're the kind of thing. I can do this problem. I don't need no help. I don't need anybody's assistance. I can do it myself. I'm full of pride kind of thing. But we need to learn to depend on God in some things. I'm not saying don't trust your own self-worth, because God gave us a brain. But he also wants us to check with him to see if that's, if we're reading him right. And another thing I want you to remember, he said he will lead us to his plan for our lives, enable us to make right choices. You remember Revelation, not Revelation, but Jeremiah 29:11, that he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And he wants us to contact him, to get in contact with him so we can see what that plan is that he's revealed for us. In other words, he will lead us to his plan for our lives, enable us to what? Make right choices. Just remember, that's how come we have Jeremiah 29:11. Then he said, take no thought. He talked about Scripture 6:7. He said, Jesus does not mean that it's wrong to make provisions, to make provision for future physical needs. He does forbid anxiety or worry that shows a lack of faith in God's fatherly care. In other words, we can go to him. You know, sure, we can only have to make some decision ourselves. But when it comes to spiritual things like that, we need to be totally dependent on him and see what his purpose and plan is. And finally, he said, God will never leave us. And he said, to guard your mind, it is the battlefield, because every thought, you know, that was a hard understanding for me. You know, I thought, hey, I'm thinking this, this is my thoughts. I never, never, never thought of my mind being the battlefield for Satan to cause me to do different things. You know, like, hey, man, I'm going to take this money. Hey, man, she sure looks good. And the devil slick. The devil don't talk in the second person, like, you ought to do this. You see her, you see them, you see that money, you do this, go get that job. And all these kind of things. God gave us a mind, sure, but we need to check with the Holy Spirit, because the mind is the battlefield. And I finally found out, took a long time, that everything you think about, it's not necessarily you. The devil is slick. He always, he wants to say, don't you want to take some of that money out the offering plate? Don't you want to beat him up? Don't you want to kill him or whatever? The devil always say, that's how he tricks me. I sure want some of that money. I think I'll take some of them. They would never know. I got to tell this lie, because if I tell them the truth, it might ruin my reputation. So I'm going to do this. That's the way the devil speaks to us in the first place. So I just want to say that we must trust God. Don't trust everything that comes in your mind, because the mind, what, is the battle for you. How you can tell it's the devil? All you got to do is stay in the Word. So when your mind says, you need to do this or do that, you say, that's contrary to the Word of God. I ain't doing that. The mind is the battle for you, God. And then finally, he said, don't buy any of his lies, devil lies. And he says, do you have faith and trust in God? And then he says, sow a seed. Trust God. He will never, never fail us. God bless you.
All right, area code 770. Did you get blessed this evening?
Yes, I listened the last 20 minutes, and yes.
Okay, I'll see you Friday. I have an appointment for you Friday.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll see you Friday now.
Okay, 8 o'clock.
Okay,
bye-bye.
That's right, 8 o'clock Friday.
Okay.
Air code 714, air code 714, 714, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
Brother Sammy, I'm so glad you called me. Sammy, when is our appointment? Friday?
Friday, yeah, Friday. 9 o'clock.
Hang on, Sammy.
Time.
I'm glad you're on hand. Let me write this down. 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9:30, you said.
Okay. Good, good. I got her at 7, you at 9. Did you get blessed tonight?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you said it. I mean, it's definitely what's in our hearts that keeps us away from God, and that's what's been keeping me.
Amen. So you got blessed tonight.
And
Brother Samuel?
Yeah.
Can you tell the Lord, Lord, show me what's in my heart to get away? That's what I'm telling God. Show me stuff in my heart. God showed me some stuff. It don't look good. It don't look good at all for me. I'm like, wow, this is in my heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to get this
stuff
out. And once we get it out, be able to trust God. We all go through that, brother. Everybody go through that. Everybody go through that. And
yeah.
Glad you're able to get a blessing from that because you saw it comes from the heart.
Yeah, definitely.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad you got blessed. I'll see you Friday, right? 8:30?
Yes, sir. 9.
Okay. God bless. Hey, wait a minute. Sammy, let me write this down. 9 o'clock. Okay, Sammy. Yeah, wow, I got to send it to Sister Dirty. 9 o'clock Friday.
9 o'clock Friday, Pastor.
Friday, yeah. Okay, hang on, because I got this other lady. I'm getting the schedule ready. 7, I got Maria. 8, I got her. And 9, I got you. I'm on time. All right, God bless you. I'll see you. What you say, Saturday?
Friday.
No, Friday.
Friday,
yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
Friday at 9. And I got this other sister I just got through talking to. 8. And Maria, 7, 10, and 11. We're good. I got them all scheduled for Friday. God bless you. We're going to see everybody tomorrow. Brother Sammy, I'll see you Friday. I'll see everybody tomorrow. How to cast out demons. How to cast out demons tomorrow. God bless. God bless. And God bless.
Tell you about the man that died for me, paid it all and he died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist.